In verse 23, when everyone challenges my words, it is the weapon of evil karma returning on me for disregarding shame and clear conscience, integrity and clear conscience. From now on, I shall refrain from troubling behavior. Okay, so when everyone challenges my words, you know, whatever we say, somebody takes issue with it. Yeah, or we're speaking the truth and people tell us we're lying and they don't believe us. Or they're eager to blame us. Or we say something and people don't have confidence in our knowledge. You know that kind of situation? You know, you're being honest and upfront and you know what you're talking about. And other people don't believe you. And they think you're lying, or they think you're stupid or uneducated, or, you know, they don't have confidence in our opinion. Okay? Or they take issue. You know, everything we say, you know, they take issue with. Yeah, so when that happens, to recognize it's the weapon of evil karma returning upon us, what did we do? We disregarded two very important mental factors. One is called integrity or self-respect, and the other one is called consideration of others. So integrity is the mental factor that prevents us from acting in unwholesome ways because we respect ourselves and we respect our own Dharma practice. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to do that because I have precepts and I value my precepts. Or I'm not going to do that because I'm a Dharma practitioner and that's just the way I am. Yeah. So we refrain from negative actions because we respect ourselves and our own practice. We have a sense of integrity. Yeah? That's one of the mental factors. The other one is when we refrain from doing what's negative out of consideration for others, knowing that if we do this negative action, it's going to harm somebody else, or it is going to make them lose faith in us, or maybe they'll lose faith in the Dharma. Okay? But somehow our negative actions are going to disturb the minds of other people and make them lose faith. And that's really very damaging to others, especially if we're making them lose faith in the Dharma. Okay? So there's two mental factors that are quite important. You know, one is that sense of integrity that helps us restrain from unwholesome activities out of self-respect, and the other is consideration from others that helps us to refrain from negativities out of concern for, you know, not wanting adverse effects on other people. So those are very, very important mental factors to cultivate. Okay, so why other people challenge our words and don't believe us and take issue is because we've lacked those two mental factors in the past. And instead, we've just been very reckless, you know. Who cares what I think? You know, I don't care if I have precepts. I don't care how my actions affect others. If they lose faith in the Dharma, that's their problem, you know, not mine. I don't care beans about them. Okay, so what are we going to do instead now? From now on, I will refrain from troubling behavior. So, you know, we'll refrain from that kind of behavior that disturbs the minds of others. Okay? And how will we refrain from troubling behavior? By having those two mental factors of integrity and consideration for others. Okay? And we'll also do the taking and giving meditation, you know, taking on the suffering of all those who, you know, suffer because beings challenge their words, you know, and instead give them, you know, our body, wealth, and merits so that they can have a sense of integrity and consideration for others.